Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi. We are up to Sif Zayin, the top line on page Ayin Dalet, the page following 146. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Hayaholei Chutz LaKrach, a person was walking outside the city, V'ra'a Ur, and he saw a light. So Imruban Einam Yehudim Ein Mevarchin Olav. Most of the people in the city are Goyim, so you don't make a bracha on such a light on Motzei Shabbos. V'Imruban Yisrael. But if most of the inhabitants of that city, or afilu mechta mechta, if most are Yisraelim, or even if it's 50-50, then Mevarchin Olav, you can't make a bracha on that near. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Chavhev in Ruben Yisrael, Visalina Sha'or Hushal Yisrael, we assume if majority Yisraelim, or even 50-50, you could assume it's Shal Yisrael and it's Mutter. But he adds on, Umayrishu Samal Kokach Sheyachal Lishtam Mishlaro, Kmoshakasa Sivdalad. Of course, we're dealing in a case where you're close enough to the light that you're allowed to make the candle like we discussed last time in Sivdalad. That is obvious over here. We're just discussing what kind of candle, but obviously it has to be that you're close enough, as we discussed previously, to make the bracha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches, Ur hayotze meha'itzim umeha'avonim mevarchin alav. Fire that comes out from sticks and stones, or matches, you can make a bracha on that Motzei Shabbos. Aval b'motzei yom ha'kippurim e mevarchin alav. However, on Motzei Yom Kippur, you do not make a bracha on a new fire that just came out from the eitzim v'avonim. Says the Mishabura Sikon Chavav, Lefi shegam tchilas briyas ha'or haya b'motzei Shabbos ayidei adam harishon al derech zeh. Because as we've been discussing already, the reason we make a bracha on the or Motzei Shabbos is because that's when adam harishon invented or, and this is the type of or he invented. It was like this: shehikish avanim zeh b'zeh. He banged stones together. V'zeh ein shayach b'motzei yom ha'kippurim. So that's good for the bracha Motzei Shabbos. We're remembering adam harishon inventing fire in that way by creating a new fire. So we make a bracha on a new fire, which is not shayach by Motzei Yom Kippur. Shalohaya oz tchilas briyasa. That was not the beginning of the creation of fire. V'tam birchasa, who had once again the reason for the bracha Motzei Yom Kippur, is lefisha kol hayom haya osr lo lishtamish b'ha'or. The whole day of Yom Kippur, as opposed to other Yom Tovim, here it was osr to use the fire the whole day. The achsha hutr lo now became mutter, lochein ein levarach ele b'or shashavas. Therefore, as we know, you only make a bracha on a fire that rested over the day of Yom Kippur. The hainu she'adolok mi bod yom. It was lit during the day before Yom Kippur, v'shavas kol Yom HaKippurim, and it rested the entire Yom Kippur, shalohayu yuchol nishtamish bo, that you were not allowed to use the fire during Yom Kippur, v'achshav hutter, and now it's mutter. So to review this Mechaber and Mishabura, we make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos on a new fire. We do not make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur on a new fire. And the reason is, Motzei Shabbos, we're celebrating, we're commemorating the new fire that Adam HaRishon invented, so it's appropriate, but Motzei Yom Kippur, we are making a bracha on a candle that was lit before Yom Kippur, was shavas the whole Yom Kippur, and now it becomes mutter, so therefore we're not going to make a bracha on a new fire. There is an important sharet zion over here. We said in the Mishabura, lochein ein levarach ele b'or she'shavas. In Yom Kippur, you only make a bracha on an or she'shavas. The sharet zion writes in Chavav, v'hu hadin b'or she'hudlak mimenu. The same thing as if you light a fire from a fire that was already shavas. Even though the new fire was lit Motzei Shabbos, but it's from a Ner Shavas, that's also okay. Mipnei sheyesh bo adayin miktas meor Shavas. Even in the new candle that you took from the candle that was Shavas, so part of the flame is part of the original flame, and it's all considered at least partly a Ner Shavas. If you look at note 21, he points out, however, v'imyesh lo shnei neros, if you have an option of two different candles, Echad sheshavas, one, this candle itself with its fire was there over the Yom Kippur. The echad shehudlak miner sheshavas, that one was only lit from a ner sheshavas. The Mishabura will tell us later in Hilchos Yom Kippur, she'odif levarech al haner sheshavas. Obviously, it's better to make the bracha on the ner sheshavas. Kevan shaner ha'acher einu nechshav kolkach ner sheshavas. It's not such a ner sheshavas. It's a good backup plan. If you have no more ner sheshavas, we have a fire that was taken from that, so that would be good enough, but that's not the best way to do it. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Siftes, Gecholam Habuaros, coals that are burning kolkach so much, she'ilu machnis kesa menem, that if you would stick a wood chip amongst the coals, who nidlak, it would catch fire. So then, Mevarachin Aleihem, you can make a bracha of Borei Maor Ha'esh on these coals. V'hu sha'asuyim lahoir, as long as these coals were lit and they're burning in order to give off light. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Chav Zayin, Lohair, Aval imasuyin kedei lehischamim ein mevarchan alem. But if the coals were only lit to keep you warm, we don't make a brach on it. Shafilu al haner, because even on a regular candle, ein levarach im ein asuri lahayir. You don't make a brach on a candle if it wasn't there to give light. Ukil lakameh sefir alef, like we'll see shortly in sefir alef. So certainly over here, when you have coals that are burning, if it was burning for light reasons, and you would theoretically stick a wood chip in it, would catch fire, that would be okay to make the bracha. But if that would not be the case, either the wood chip would not catch fire, or it was not lit in order that you should have light, it was only lit for heat, that's not allowed to have the bracha Bori Mor Ha'esh made on it. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sefyut, Ur Shel Kivshan, the fire of a furnace, B'tchilas Reifas HaLevenim, in the beginning of the burning of the bricks, inside the Kivshan, Ein Mevarachan Olav, you cannot make a bracha on such a fire, Sha'oz Eino Asri L'Ha'ir, that we say is not made to give off light. However, V'achash Shen Nisrafu, after the bricks are already burnt up, then we consider the fire as if it's there to give off light, and you can't make a bracha on it. So that's interesting. In the beginning, you cannot, and then later on, you can. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sefyut Aleph, Ner Beis HaKnesses, a candle that is in the shul, Im Yesham Adam Chashem Mevarchen Alav. If there is a very important person there, then you can make a bracha on that ner. If not, you cannot make a bracha on it. Some say the opposite. If there's an Adam Chashiv, you can make a bracha. If there's no Adam Chashiv, you can make a bracha. If there is a shamish that is eating in the shul, you can make a bracha on that candle. That's only assuming that the moon is not shining there, and therefore the light that the shamish is using is the light from the candle and not from the levana. Says the Mishabura Sekadon Chavches, Ner Beis HaKnesses, V'ner Shal Beis HaMidrash Shebiyaminu, and a candle of a Beis Medrash nowadays, Mistabru De Talui Lefi HaMakom. It's logical to say that it depends on the place. Im Lom Dim Sham, if they learn there, Umadlikim Bishvil Zeh, and they're lighting it so they can learn there, Harei Nasa Lahayir, so it's made for light, you can, yes, make a bracha. Sekadon Chavches. So again, we had two differing opinions that are the opposite, but let's see how the Mishabura explains the first tzad. We said if there's a ner in the Beis HaKnesses, if there is an Adam Chashev there, you make a bracha on it. Says the Mishabura, if there's an Adam Chashev there, oz nase lahayir. So then it's there to give light to the Adam Chashev, you can make a bracha on it. However, ukeshein Adam Chashev, if there's no Adam Chashev there, nase l'chvod hashchina. Then the candle in the Beis HaKnesses is only there for the honor of the Shechina. V'hayesh Omrin, the Yesh Omrin that says the opposite, Svir Lul Hepech, he holds the opposite. T'kishyesh Adam Chashev, when there is an Adam Chashev there, Nase L'Chvodo. Then the candle is made for the cover of the Adam Chashev, V'lo L'Hoyer, not to give of light. U'bedelek Adam Chashev Shari, if there's no Adam Chashev, it's Mutter, the Nase L'Hoyer. So they argue, but the bottom line, everyone agrees, if a candle is lit for light reasons, you can make a bracha. If it's for covered ashchina, covered of a person, you cannot make a bracha. Mio, however, even in a candle that was not made lahayir that you can't make a bracha on, im yechabenu, if you'd extinguish it, v'yasur v'yadlikenu l'tzarech avdola, and you would relight it for avdola purposes, v'adai shari l'kul yam b'chol inyim. For sure it'll be mutter for a bracha according to everyone in all cases. Isra b'beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings down, the bi'artzo seinu in our lands, no hogin lahadlik b'beis haknesses, ner miyuchar kadei lahavdu alav. We light a special havdola candle to make the bracha on. Kosta b'sev el yirabba. Demi de tolin on kan b'adam chashiv, since we're depending it over here on adam chashiv, shema mina de chol ki agavna, any similar case, kigon, for example, shemadlik ner b'beiso l'chvod adam chashiv shaboylov, and adam chashiv comes to visit you and you light a light in your house, you light a candle in your house in honor of adam chashiv, ein mevarchan olav, according to this tzad, well, really, according to everyone, if you lit it just in honor of the Adam Chashev, so then it's not made lahayir, you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. This is not limited to a shul. It's even a candle in your house. If it's just in honor of the Adam Chashev, you would not make a bracha on it. Sifkatan Lamid. This is going on the case of the Mechaber. If there's a shamish eating a shul, you can make a bracha on it. Sha'osui lahayir la'achilaso. Because this candle was lit in order that the shamish should have light to be able to eat. Umari sha'ocha b'bayis asamach l'beis haknesses. We're talking about a case where he's eating in the house next door to the shul, or the room adjacent to the shul, v'achalonos psuchim lo, and there are windows that are open where he gets the light, the Beis HaKnesses, asr lechi, not allowed to eat in the Beis HaKnesses, so the light of the Beis HaKnesses is giving him light next door, or in the room over, that's why he is benefiting from the light of the Beis HaKnesses. K'mosh kosav simen, kuf nun aleph. Isa barosh. It is brought down in the rush. V'hetiku ha'achronim, the achronim bring down this rush. Nowadays, we do not make a bracha of Havdalah on and near the Beis HaKnesses at all. She'ein madlikim bo rak l'kavod. Candles in the Beis HaKnesses are only lit for honor. Sharei dolken haneros apayom. The raya is, they are lighting candles in the shul even during the day. Obviously, you don't need the light of the candle during the day, so that's a raya. The light of the candle is only there for kavod, and you can't make a bracha on it even at night. The akavana al osan shadokin lifnei ha'amud shein rak l'kavod. It's talking about over here a candle that's lit in front of the amud that's there just for kavod. Aval osan shalokin kol echad yadur lahayir. But the candles that everyone's taking to give off light. So then, obviously, mevarachin, that candle is made for light, not for kavod. Then you can make a bracha on it. V'kama anoshim nechshalim baze. Some people mess up in this area. Shalokin minero shel ha'amud al havdala. They take the candle from the amud for havdala. V'ein nochon lasos kein. It's not proper to do that again, because that candle is only there by the amud for covered reasons, not to give off light. You cannot make the bracha of burning v'samim mori ha'esh amotze Shabbos on such a candle. V'ulay, and maybe, kishirotze letzarif mehen lavuk ein lahakbid, if they're only taking the candle of the Amud that's made for kavod to join it together with another candle that's made for light, to have an avuka, to have the two wicks together, so then it appears it will be okay. V'nira poshet al ner yartzeit ein levarich. On a yartzeit candle, one should not make the bracha of borei me'ori ha'esh, she'eno osri lahotyer, because the yartzeit candle is not there to give off light, rak lezecher nishmas hames. It's only there to commemorate the neshama of a mace, and therefore you cannot make your bracha of Havdalah on a yartzeit candle. You can designate it for Havdalah, then obviously, okay, you lit it for Havdalah, but the classic yartzeit candle that was lit throughout Shabbos for a yartzeit, so that is not something you can make a bracha on for Havdalah. Sivkotin Lamed Alf is going out, which the Mechaber said that if the Shamish is using the light to eat in the Beis HaKnesses, or near the Beis HaKnesses, as we learned, you can make a bracha on it, as long as the moon is not shining. Shem Yesh Levana, if there is a moon shining, Ein Tzarech HaShamish or near, then the Shamish does not need the light of the candle. V'lo Nasa El L'chlor HaShchina, then we'll say that light was only made for the honor of the Shechina. Says the Mechaber, Vaito Sif Yud Beis, Ein Mevarechin, al ner shel mesim. You cannot make a bracha for Havdalah on a ner of the mesim. She'enu asri lahoyer. The ner shel mesim is not made for light, it's made for covet. Hilkach, therefore, mei shayu molichin lefon of ner, a mace, that they were walking in front of the mace, a candle, ilu hotziuhu bayom, if they would have had this candle in front of him even during the day, v'hotziuhu balayla b'ner, and they took him out at night by the light of the candle, ein mevarchin alav. So since they would have used this light to lead the way even during the day, that's a sign it's for kavod, so even though they're leading the way with the candle at night, you can't make a bracha on it, because that candle is made for kavod. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekad lam beis, she'en oser lahoyer, Raksha Madlikin Osa Lakhwara Mace. The candle in front of the mace is only made for the honor of the mace. So Ein Mevarchin Olav, even at night when the candle is leading the mace, you can't make a bracha. Kevon Shegan Bayom Hayu Malikin Lafanov, since also during the day they were leading the way with this candle. So Im Kain Hula Kovid, if so, this candle is made for Kovid. Afal Pi Shetzrichim Lo Ata Balaila. Even though now Lomaisa it's dark, so you need the candle to light the way, but since it's also made for kavod, you can't make a bracha on this candle. The kasuv of Magen Avram, Tehu Adin Al Ner Shemadlikin Lechvod HaChosan Ein Mevarchin. The same thing is true, a candle that you're lighting in honor of the chosan, you can make a bracha on that either. Now there's a very geshmaka question that is asked over here, a shtikl stira in the Mishabura that's asked in note 24. I'd like to speak it out before we look at note 24. We just said over here, if you have a fire that is leading the way of a mace at night, since it would be used during the day, that's a sign that it's for covered, because during the day you don't need light. So even though now you're using it at night, and you need it for light also, but since it's really for covered and for light, so you can't make a bracha on it. So when you have both together, it's no good. But we said above, if you look in Sivkot and Lamed, we said even in a case where you wouldn't make a bracha on a candle because it was made for covered of the Adam Chashev, but if it's also used for the Shamish, so it's also used for light, so then it would be okay. So if you look at note 24, he writes, Mivur Shener Shahudlak Hainlitzar Khlodosh Adam Khashiv, a candle that was lit both for the honor of an Adam Chashuv, Vehein Litzarech HaShamish, and also for the Shamish Yuchalecho Besachnesa, so he could see when he's eating, Nechshav Kener Shel Orah, considered a candle of light, Umavarachanulav, and you can make a bracha on such a candle. Omnam HaMishabura Lahalan Kasa, the Mishabura that we just saw says, Shein Mavarachan Al Ner Shaasri Lachvar HaMes, you can't make a bracha on a candle that was made for the honor of the mace. Afkisha Malichin Es HaMes Balayla, even when you're leading the mace at night, Srichim Es Or HaNer Lahoyer Es HaDerech. So even though at night you need the candle not only for covet but also for light, you're not allowed to use it. So what's the chiluk between the case of the Adam Chashev and the Shamish? It's for the honor of one and life of the other, it's okay. But the candle of the mace, since it's used also for honor and it's also used for light, there you're not allowed to use it. So he brings down two chilukim. V'tiris b'sefer Yodav Shel Moshe. Shebener Shel Mesim Gam HaTzarech L'Kovet. The Ner Shel Mesim, the second case, which is also made for covet, the gam hatzorech lahoyer, shneihem tzorechei hamesem, both the honor and for leading the way of the mace. One is for light, one is for honor, but they're all for the mace. Ubaofen zen nechshav adavar ketzorech covet. Therefore, we tight it up as that candle is there for covet, because it's all for the mace. And the mace needs the covet, therefore it's considered for covet. Mashenke bener shulach lotzorech adam chashuv, which is not the case above. A ner that was lit for an adam chashuv, the yesh beis haknesa shamish ha'ochel or haner. There's a shamish eating by the light of the candle. Kevan sheshnei inyonim nifradim him. There are two totally separate sugyas going on over here. Va'avur hashamish ain't tzarech b'ner el hoyer. Lefi the shamish is only there to give light. So nidon kol inyon b'fnei. Therefore, we view each inyon separately. V'nechshav haner kiner shel ora she'ef shel varechelav. And therefore, we consider a ner shel ora. You can make a brach on it. That's one pshat. You could argue with it, but it's an interesting chiluk. We'll see one more chiluk. Otir Hashem b'shem Moro Rabbi Eliyahu Palumbo. Another pshat he says, Shebener shel meisim atzorech lahoir. A ner shel meisim that's also there to give off light. Vatzorech b'kavod kayomim shneim ba'osa sha'a. They're both used at the same time. At the same time that you want the candle for the mace for his honor, you also want it to lead the mace. It's honor and light at the same time. Uba'ofen zen nechshav aner kenasa l'tzorech ha'kavod. That is considered an air that's made for covet. It happens to be you're also getting light from it, but it's there for covet. The case above of the two different people, shehutzruch shall covet ha'odom chashiv with his man ha'tfila. The candle that's used for the chashivas of the adam chashiv, that's only his man ha'tfila. V'hu atzorech lohoir avur achilas ha'shamish, hu acharei ha'tfila be'ez achila. He's using it after davening to eat by it. So they're using the candle at different times. So kol shah nidonis l'atzmat. Each time, it's judged independently. V'keiman she'eshah shabon asa ha'ner lohoir b'vat. Since there is a time that it's made just to give off light when the shamish is eating, nechshavu kener shal orav that's considered an air for light, and you can make a brach on it. Again, these chalukim are two interesting chalukim, but a gevaldika question that was discussed over here. Let's see one more sif. Sif Yud Gimel. Suma eino mevarech. A blind person does not make the bracha of borei ma'orei ha'esh. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Lamidalit, Daha Ba'inan Shei Oso La'oro. We said in the last year that you can't make the bracha Ad Shei Oso La'oro. Ad Shei Yocho Lahakya Bin Mabeh Lamabeh. You have to be able to tell the difference between the two different coins. Ukid La'elbis of Dalit. Ubisuma Lo Shayach. So when it comes to a blind person, this is not Shayach. And therefore, a blind person can't make the bracha on the fire. The ayin the primi gadim the nisha b'tzarachinam yochal hotzi achayim b'brachazu. The primi gadim leaves off a tzarachi, and if he can make the bracha for others, kevan shubasa patim in adavar. Since he's patim from the mitzvah, so he can't make the bracha for other people very possibly. V'choze davka b'birchas borei mori ha'ish. All this is specifically the bracha on the fire of borei mori ha'ish. Avo sh'ar havdala omer. But again, like we discussed previous nights, they're not exactly a team. There's a bracha of Havdalah, and there's a bracha on the Ner. They don't have to come together. So even though he's not shouting to the bracha on the Ner, he can't be motzi others. But for the Iker bracha of Havdalah, then he can be motzi others. There's a great note over here that I want to end with, and that is note number 25. He writes, Va'af shel inyan birchas ha'levana. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, we're going to see later on, Shesuma chayiv levarich av she'enu nene. A blind person has to make Kiddush Levana, even though he doesn't get hanoah from the moon. Mishum sha'bracha nitkana al chiddush ha'olam. The bracha of Kiddush Levana is on the newness of the world. It's a new moon, so he makes a bracha on the new moon. V'gam hu nena me'alavon ha'idei sha'achayim ro'im be'ezrasa es ha'derach v'yicholim lo'li chalora. Also, he benefits from the light of the moon by other people seeing through the moon and helping direct him. And therefore, it's on the chiddush of the olam, and also people help him through the light, so he gets benefit. The aflu inyan birchas aner kosav l'el, even when it comes to the bracha by Havdalah on the ner, we learned earlier, shenitkana al chidr sha'esh, shetchilas b'yasa hayav motzei Shabbos. We're lighting a candle, we're commemorating that Adam Rishon invented fire on motzei Shabbos. And kosav bir alocha l'kamam b'shem rashal, sheyesh l'chalek ben birchas aner. So the Rashal is going to bring a chilek over here. Why would we say a sumas chayiv in the bracha of Kiddush Havana, which is made on the Chiddush HaOlam, and also that you get hana from it, and we say he gets hana by others seeing and being able to direct him, but yet by the candle, it's also on the Chiddush HaOlam, not on the world itself, but on the fire, on the Chiddush of fire that it was invented. He also can get the same benefit by people helping him. So why there do we say that he's pater, and by Kiddush Havana he's chayiv? Says the Rashal, Sheyesh lechalik ben birchas haner shetluya b'riya im hana. The bracha on the ner is not just tolui on getting hana; it's tolui on seeing and getting hana through seeing. Ulefikach ena shayechas besuma. Therefore, it's not shayach to a blind person because he can't see. Ubein birchas halavana sheena tolui elo b'hana luchud. The bracha on the levana is not tolui on seeing; it's tolui on getting hana from the moon. Ulefikach shayechas besuma. Therefore, it's shayach to a suma. Shei nene mimenu al idei acherim. He's nene from the light of the moon by others helping him. So the chiluk the Marshal says is when it comes to kiddush levana, it's a bracha on the hana you get from the moon. The blind person gets hana from the moon by other people seeing; they direct him. It's nothing to do with you seeing; it has to do with getting hana from the moon, which he does get. Mashenke in the ner of Havdalah, it's not just on getting hana, but it's on seeing and benefiting from the seeing. And since a blind person can't see, he cannot make the bracha. V'sayim ha-biralocha shon, that biralocha ends off and writes, shemikom akom still, kevan sheyesh ha-chokom ha-rashal, since there are those who argue on the marshal, tov yoser sheyetze ha-suma bebirchas ha-levona de-acher. He said, in the fact, it would be better for the suma not to make the bracha himself like his shavona, he should be yotze through someone else's bracha. This chilak of the marshal says the biralocha is not so push it. Let's stop over here. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yudalin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.